All right, so you sent over this research paper on aging, and wow, the stuff that Torbid's doing, looking at aging at a cellular level, is pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely a fresh perspective, I think. Most people, when they think about aging, they think wrinkles, gray hair, the outward stuff. But what's happening inside our cells, that's really the interesting part. That's what's driving the whole aging process.
It really is.
Yeah.
And he kicks things off with this great analogy too, comparing aging to entropy. That whole, like, the universe tends towards disorder, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you drop a vase, it shatters into a million pieces.
Right.
It's not magically putting itself back together.
Yep.
Our bodies are kind of like that vase in a way. Over time, things just get a little messier.
Yeah. At that cellular level, things get a little disorganized. The cells wear down. They don't function as efficiently. And that's what we experience as aging, that wearing down.
Okay, but our bodies are way more complex than a vase. So how does this cellular disorder actually happen? What's the mechanism?
Right. And that's where understanding the mechanisms comes in. And Torben dives into a few key ones, starting with something called the Hayflick limit. Basically, most cells can only divide a certain number of times, around 50,
Oh, wow.
before they stop dividing properly.
Like a biological clock ticking down inside each cell.
Exactly, yeah. And once a cell hits that limit, it enters what's called a senescent state. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. This limit, this Hayflick limit, isn't the same for every cell. Some cells, like those in your skin, they're constantly renewing. They might only last a few weeks.
Which explains why I'm constantly finding those dead skin cells, in the dust around my house.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But then you've got other cells, like certain neurons in your brain, that ideally are going to last a lifetime.
So some cells are like those marathon runners. They're built for the long haul,
Right.
and others are more like sprinters, in and out.
Perfect analogy. Now, these senescent cells, they're not just harmlessly hanging around, right?
Right.
They actually release substances that can damage the surrounding tissues.
Hold on, so not only are they not pulling their weight anymore, they're actively causing trouble.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, so think of it as the cellular equivalent of grumpy neighbors, right? Just kind of, And the damage that they cause leads to, you guessed it, inflammation.
Inflammation, the body's way of saying, hey, something's wrong here.
Right.
I'm already seeing how this all ties together.
And we're just getting started because inflammation is the body's natural defense mechanism, right?
Right.
Like when you get a cut, it's that redness, the swelling, it's what helps you heal.
You wouldn't want to just ignore a cut and have it not heal properly, right?
Right.
Inflammation has a job to do.
Absolutely. But as we age, we tend to develop this low-grade chronic inflammation throughout our bodies. And it's like the body's defense system is just stuck on high alert, even when there's no real threat.
Interesting.
And that's where things get really interesting in terms of how aging is really working.
So we've got this low-grade inflammation, but like our bodies are pretty resilient, right?
Yeah.
We can handle a few things going wrong here and there, can't we?
Yeah, true. But here's the thing. It's not just the inflammation that's increasing as we get older. Our immune system, the system that's supposed to handle that inflammation and, repair the damage, it gets weaker.
Oh no. So it's a
What
double
the?
whammy.
Okay.
So it's like we're fighting a losing battle here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a vicious cycle. This chronic inflammation actually makes the aging process go faster. Remember those senescent cells we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, the inflammation they cause leads to more cells becoming senescent.
It's like a one-way train. Hard to stop once it gets going. So is there anything we can even do to slow it down?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The exciting thing is now that we're really starting to understand how all this works, researchers are figuring out new ways to actually intervene. One really promising area is going right for those senescent cells.
Okay, how do we do that? Target them somehow.
Well, scientists are developing drugs called senolytics, and they basically act like assassins going in and taking out those senescent cells.
Oh, wow. Like clearing out the cobwebs in our bodies.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, since inflammation is such a major player, a lot of the focus is on reducing that through lifestyle changes and also medication.
So the usual things then, diet, exercise, and all that.
You got it. But it's not just about living longer, right? It's about making those years good years. Torben actually spent a good chunk of his talk on that, how lifestyle choices have a direct impact on those aging processes.
Okay, so like what are the main things? What can people listening start doing today?
Well, on top of diet and exercise, sleep is huge, especially deep sleep. And managing stress, too, that's another big one.
Makes sense. Stress is never good.
Exactly. And this one might surprise you, taking care of your sensory health, things like hearing and eyesight.
So, like wearing earplugs to a concert.
Exactly. It all comes back to reducing that low-grade inflammation, keeping your cells in good shape. And what about those mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells?
Yes. Remind me what those do again.
They're the energy producers essential for pretty much everything. As we age, their function declines, which plays into that whole slowdown we've been talking about.
So keeping our mitochondria happy is key. Aside from the healthy living stuff, what else is there?
Well, they're looking into ways to actually boost mitochondrial function, things like NAD supplementation. It's early days, but the potential is there.
NAD, got it. Adding that to the list. But what about the really futuristic stuff? What about reversing aging, not just slowing it down?
You're thinking about telomeres, right? Those protective caps on our DNA.
Yeah, thank
Well, as
you.
we age, those telomeres get shorter. But scientists are working on ways to actually repair them, maybe even lengthen them. They're using gene editing tech like CRISPR. We're even seeing some pretty cool progress with stem cell therapy. They might be able to reprogram cells back to a younger state.
Wow. Okay, now that is next level stuff. That's amazing,
Well,
but also, I don't know, a little strange ethically. Like, is living longer, potentially a lot longer, even a good thing for humanity? I mean,
yeah.
can you imagine what happens to the workforce or our healthcare system? Are we all going to be able to afford rent if nobody has to move out?
Yeah, those are big questions, and it's important to think about them now. But even if we forget about all that, there's another thing Torben talked about. It's not just about living longer, it's about what he calls health span. The years when you're not just alive, but actually thriving.
Right, because what's the point of making it to 150 if you're spending the last 50 years feeling every single day of it?
Exactly. And that brings us back to everything we were talking about before, lifestyle changes, interventions, even those senolytics. It's about taking charge, you know, doing what we can to stay healthy and vital as we age.
So, not about slamming on the brakes, but maybe easing off the gas pedal a little bit.
Exactly. And that brings us to one of the most important takeaways from all of this early detection. Like with a lot of health stuff, the earlier we know what's up, the better we can deal with it.
Torben mentioned his own experience with this, didn't he? He and his wife both had cancer.
Yeah, and he talked about how important early detection was for them. And that goes for aging too. The sooner we get a clear picture of what's going on in our bodies, the sooner we can make changes, look into those advanced therapies, and really take control of the aging process.
Okay, so how do we do that? Like those full body scans they advertise.
Those can be helpful, but there are other ways too, like blood tests that look at things beyond the usual stuff, things like inflammation markers, or even something called epigenetic age. They can tell you more about your biological age compared to your actual age.
Wow, there's so much to think about. We've gone from the basics of aging to the crazy idea that we might be able to actually control it. It's a lot to take in.
It really is. But if there's one thing I hope people remember, it's this. Aging isn't just something that happens to us. It's something we can actually influence through our choices and maybe through all this incredible science.
So what would you tell your younger self? Knowing what you know now, what's the one thing you'd say?
I'd probably say don't just try to add years to your life. Try to add life to your years. It's those little everyday choices, those little things we do for ourselves that can make the biggest difference.
Great advice. And on that note, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time.